From Jerusalem, this is Baruch Gartner with the Living Aligned Podcast. Teachings from the Hasidic Masters, providing the tools you need to live with greater vitality, connection, and joy. In this teaching, Rabbi Nosson is going to help us understand the relevance of the tabernacle today for me and you. How does he do it? He begins by talking about Tefillas Mincha. What's the connection between the tabernacle and Mincha? According to the Kabbalah, the time of Mincha is when the sun is beginning to set. And according to Rabbi Nosson, the reason that Mincha is so important, and Chazal says a person should always be really careful with Mincha, is because that is the time where the judgments are being aroused, preparing for the following day. And this is the aspect when a person stops working and he puts his gartel on and he goes into the shtibel to daven mincha, that's an aspect of turning around and doing tshuva. The essential turning around is when a person stops being busy with bad thoughts and he begins to think good thoughts. Rav Nosson is going to explain that the nature of the business day is that a person is so involved with business that it's very easy for a person to get caught up with mundane, sometimes illicit thoughts. When Mincha comes and he turns around and he goes into the shtibel, he puts on his gartel, that's an aspect of tshuva. He turns around. He brings himself into the realm of holiness, and he starts thinking good thoughts. The essential place of free choice is what you're thinking. That's the place he's being tested. That's the place of free choice. And even if a person steered off the path and he went into the mud like a horse, he still has the ability to pull himself back with the reins, focus himself, go from bad to good thoughts. And that is extremely dear in the eyes of Hashem. This is the aspect of the tabernacle that Moshe erected in the Midbar, the wilderness. Rav Nosson teaches that the essential place of the revelation of God is not the tabernacle, but rather the Beis HaMikdash that would be built in Jerusalem many years later. So even though the Beis HaMikdash was not yet created, nevertheless, the holiness of the Mishkan is being drawn, Lashon Mishkan, draw me after you and I will run. Mashcheni is draw me. The Mishkan drew its holiness from the Holy Temple in Jerusalem that was not yet built. That was the place that God's revelation was revealed in the greatest way. That's why Moshe wanted to come to that place. And if the Jewish people wouldn't have lost it at the golden calf, and also by the Meraglim, the Jewish people would have gone straight from Egypt, received the Torah, and gone straight to Eretz Israel and built the Holy Temple, the Beis HaMikdash. Because of the many blunders, the plan was held up. Moshe saw, even though there was such a great revelation at the giving of the Torah, nevertheless, the Jewish people lost it. They worshipped the golden calf. Hashem had mercy on the Jewish people. He understood that they would need a place where they would be able to connect to him. And therefore, he drew from the holiness of the Beis HaMikdash that would be built into the darkness, the dangerous place called the wilderness, the Midbar. Rav Nosson says, each person, by bringing a little gift, whether it was gold, silver, or whether it was just yearning, or goodwill, a person was making deposits in order to make withdrawals. In the midst of being in the Midbar, a person would be able to put in a little bit in order to mashcheni, to draw it into the Mishkan. The relevance of this beautiful edifice is that Rabbi Nosson explains to us that today our shuls are the aspect of the Mishkan today. Hashem understood that the Jewish people couldn't keep it together in the wilderness, and he gave for them a Mishkan because he knew also that after the temple would be built and destroyed, there would be a gullus, and therefore we would need also the same thing on the other side of the temple. It's there that the Jewish people would congregate. It's there that the Jewish people would deposit their good points. And then, even if whatever would happen to this person, that things would overcome him, like is the way of the world, whatever that person was successful in stashing away, it was stored up with all the Nekudas Tovus of the Jewish people. And in that place, the Fort Knox of spirituality, no darkness could get their hands on the good points of the Jewish people, because it was all stored away in this holy edifice and ready for us to draw when we need it in the time of Golus. And that's the secret of the shuls of today. It was a treasure house of spirituality, so much so that a person can reset whenever he wants to return to Hashem. And this is really the big Kiddush. Even today, you and me, the tabernacle is relevant. The only way we're still alive is through the shuls of today. They are the aspect of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, the aspect of Mikdash Ma'at, the little Mikdash. It was a big Kiddush that we could draw from the temple before it was built and make a Mishkan. Now we're saying even a bigger Kiddush. After it's destroyed twice, nevertheless, we have the power to draw from the holiness of the temple into the exile, into the dark places far away from Eretz Israel. And even there, a person can make withdrawals from the holiness that was deposited in this Fort Knox of spirituality. Today, our shuls are as if they are the tabernacles. We are drawing the holiness of the Beis HaMikdash into our shuls. And every time a person goes into a shul, he is connecting with the holiness of the Holy Temple. How are you with shul? According to what we're learning now, our shuls in Manhattan, in Miami, Chicago, they're all the aspect of the Holy Tabernacle. We have the ability to draw the holiness of the temple into our shuls. But most people, when they go to shuls, they don't feel it. But it doesn't mean that you can't make it spiritual. When a person goes into shul, he has to visualize he's literally coming to the house of Hashem. And it doesn't bother him the fact that people are talking. He is there to connect. He is there to make deposits, and he is there to make withdrawals. It's almost like, I don't care who's coming to the bank. I'm coming to the bank for the reason that I'm here. This place is the holiness of the temple. I'm going to connect. I'm going to make my deposits, and I'm going to make my withdrawals. This place is holy of holies. And it all depends on how you feel about it.
Always stay connected and subscribe now to the Living Aligned podcast.